God. Hello and welcome
Radio.
Praise God. Hello and welcome to Empowerment Place. I'm Prophet Cheryl Forrest. I'm the senior pastor of New Creation Ministries, a place where miracles happen, located at 61 Cops Creek Lane in Cops Creek, Virginia. And we invite you to join us on Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m. and Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And again, I'd like to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell for this opportunity. And sister, God bless you. Now, today we're going to talk about next level living. God is causing a shift to take place in the body of Christ. He's been dealing with our mindsets. And I know you probably, just like me, we've heard a lot of messages on the importance of renewing your mind. I know personally I preached a lot, you know, trying to let the people know the importance of getting the Word of God on the inside of you. And there's a reason for that, and for us being diligent about talking and revealing to the people the importance of renewing their mindset. And it's because God is, I even feel a shift taking place right now, but God is changing some things on our behalf. And in order for us to be able to change and shift, when He says shift, we've got to be able to know His voice. We've got to be able to recognize His voice amongst the other voices that are out there. So, yes, there's an urgency to read the Word of God more, even to play Bible CDs and use different technology streams to get the Word of God on the inside. And one of the urgencies is to define who we are in the Word of God and to help us to see ourselves the way He sees us. Because in this new level that God has taken us to, we can't afford to let man's opinion define us. You know, we can't go by what Uncle Joe said or what Billy Bob said about us or what Mary Sue, you know, has said about us. Because people have a way of defining us and really trying to keep us under their thumb. But God wants us in this season to be defined by what the Word of God says about us. Because for some of us, the real powerful King by faith and not by sight us has not yet been revealed. But I want to encourage you to get ready. Because God is preparing a platform to showcase His glory working through you. He is about to reward you for your faithfulness. And something powerful happens when we read the Word of God. It reveals who we are in Christ Jesus. We don't just get to see the us that we see when we look in the mirror in the morning, you know, and then at night before we go to bed, we have this image of ourselves. But when we begin to read the Word of God, we begin to take on a new image. We begin to see ourselves the way God did. We are. And how many of you know that when God sees us, bless Jesus, He sees us covered spiritual realm. Our mindset plays a vital role in our transition for this next level. We have to renew our minds with the Word of God because the Word reveals the real us in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we're kings and priests of the Most High God, victorious in Christ Jesus, the head and not the tail, and above only and not beneath. So we've got to, of our last season, and know that you know that God Himself is causing all things to work together for your good. I know I've heard that a lot, but I see it actually being performed and being worked out in others' lives as well as my own life. You know, we've all been through painful seasons in our life, but only God has a way of shifting that thing for us. He'll take that painful situation and use it for His glory. Yes, even that painful situation that almost took you out, God is repositioning someone's status right now. And He said that you're about to go from broken to healed before the end of this broadcast. Glory to God. Transition is taking place. So I want you to be encouraged tonight. And for prayer, we want to put this number out there. For prayer, you can call in 323 323-927-3014. And again, that's 323-927-3014. And also, if you're being blessed by the broadcast, we'd love to hear that testimony as well. But this is what I heard. The Spirit of the Lord told me that new doors of opportunity will be presented in this next season. And the reason why he's going to do this is because he's getting people ready for his return. But there's about to be an outpouring of his Spirit on the earth, and he's repositioning people in advance to advance his kingdom. Now, when God first gave me this word, the Holy Spirit, about the next level, going to the next level, being repositioned, how he's shifting things in the spiritual realm as well as in this natural realm that we're in today. Spirit gave me the example of David and his mighty men. And what he showed me was that with David, his men were not always considered mighty men. And we're going to look at 1 Samuel 22nd chapter, in the first and third verse. And it reads, "So David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's household heard of it, they went down there to him." And verse 2 says, "Everyone who was distressed," now I need you to hear this, he said, "everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented." Then there's three different categories of people. That was everyone that was distressed, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented, gathered to him, and he became captain over them. Now there were about 400 men with him. We know later on became 600, but he started out with 400 men with him that were distressed, who were in debt, and who were discontented. And verse 3 tells us, it says, "And when of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, please let my father and my mother come and stay with you until I know what God will do for me." In transition, bless Jesus. This is what I'm hearing, in transition. There are people out there, you're in transition right now. You're trying to define what God is doing with you. And just like David, sometimes we need to get in a quiet place so we can hear what God is saying. And the Bible goes on, well, actually the Holy Spirit told me, he gave me a note on this. He says, David's followers did not start out as mighty men. God shifted them to a new level. They transitioned from David's mighty men into David's mighty men, from men that were in debt, that were distressed. And we hear a lot about David and his mighty men and the victories that they won in battles. Of course, God was with them. Bless Jesus, just like he's with us. And I remember just having a conversation with the Holy Spirit and saying, man, you know, I remember how David was anointed to be king. So the Bible says he was anointed to be king in an early age. And then you see him and he's, you know, getting a victory over Goliath. And now he's in the king's palace and he's, you know, playing music for the king. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, my goodness. But then after that, the process, right? And this is what the Holy Ghost gave me. He said the reason for the process is to break pride off of our lives and to prepare us to birth out the greater that was in us. We have to be in a position where we can hear God and distinguish his voice in this season. There's a lot of different voices out there. And God wants us to get still so we can be able to distinguish his voice over the other voices in our lives. And I know for me personally, what helps me in this area is when the Bible talks about casting down all imagination, is getting up in the morning and begin to cast down those thoughts, cast down every thought that would exalt itself above the knowledge of Almighty God. Cast down those negative thoughts. I remember hearing Joyce Myers one day, actually I read her book about the battlefield of the mind, talking about how the enemy was on the outside whispering in, you know, little negative thoughts to try to get you off track, trying to make you think that you're not who God says you would be. And you know that's still going on today. Sometimes we hear negative thoughts and the enemy try to make you think that thought came up from within you, when in actuality it was, you know, a little demon there, a little spirit there, you know, speaking little negative words to try to make you think that you're not who God said you are, or to make you think that God will not perform in your life what he has promised to you. The enemy's job, the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to stop elevation. But in the name of Jesus, we bind him up right now off of your next level elevation. And we loose you in the name of Jesus Christ. Call in the purpose of God pertaining to your life in Jesus' name. And I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over your hearing so that you'll be able to hear God's voice clearly in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, he's elevating his people from brokenness, hopelessness, distressed, in debt, discontented, sick and oppressed, to being healed, delivered, and set free by the stripes of Jesus, empowered and in place, in a place of authority with a new revelation, walking in a greater anointing and having a deeper commitment to serving God and kingdom building. Now, how do we get there? I'm so glad you asked. One of the ways we get there is through obedience. There's a scripture in the Bible that I like to talk about, and it says, if we be willing, now notice this is our choice, if we be willing and obedient, you shall eat from the good of the land. So we always have a choice. You know, we can choose to go to the next level, or, you know, we can forfeit our next level. But one thing I've learned in Christ is if you don't pass a test the first time, you're destined to see that test over and over and over again. It might be, you know, a different situation, different people, but in actuality, it's the same test. Learning how to love folk that seem to be unlovable. Learning how to bridle your tongue, bless Jesus. Learning how to be led by the Spirit and not by your flesh. Learning how to trust God, even when, like I said, you can't even trace him, but just learning how to trust God and to follow his leading. So there are some different things that we just have to learn. We have to learn how to forgive people, to walk in forgiveness. I remember when God had blessed me, I was able to go to Africa. We went there for 10 days, and we went on a missionary trip. When we got in the airplane, we had already traveled about 8 or 9 hours to London, and we toured London, and it was really nice, except for being cold and wet, bless Jesus. But after that, we got on the airplane, and we was going to Uganda. Now, on our way to Uganda, the leader of the group, we got up, and we went to the back of the plane, walking up and down the plane, because we had another 8 hours to go and on the airplane, and she began to tell me, she says, you know, we have a problem. And I said, well, what is that problem? She said, we don't really believe the same. I'm thinking in my mind, what on earth is she talking about? She says, well, she didn't want to go to Uganda and build the people hope up and make them think that God, prayer, you know, pretty much like instantly, that God heals instantly. Now, me personally, I know that God can work a miracle instantly. Because when I read the Bible, it tells us every time Jesus prayed for somebody, they got healed suddenly, immediately, in the same hour. Now, there was one incident in the Bible where he actually had to pray for a man twice, but still the same result. It was still suddenly, immediately, in the same hour. So we know that, yes, we can get a miracle, which is instant, or we can get, you know, healing, and sometimes healing is progressive. And we're on this airplane, and we're headed to Uganda. We're going to stay there for 10 days, and we're going to do healing services. I'm going to preach to, in women conferences and different things while we're there. And she's on this plane telling me that we don't really believe the same. And I said, how about this? We just come into agreement for the sake of the people, right? Because I knew that I had to die to my flesh and And sometimes, you know, the process helps us to die to our flesh. And when we got to Uganda, God blessed us tremendously. There were opportunities that we prayed for hundreds of people. I mean, even the nightly crusades, they had 6,000 people in attendance in the nightly crusade. And we prayed for person after person. There were so many people. And afterwards, they would call the people up to give their testimonies. And they would get up and say, this woman, she prayed for me, and my ears unstopped. And we heard so many different testimonies over there. But I believe the word of God, and I stand on his word. When I love to tell my testimony everywhere I go, my testimony, because this is the thing God told me that he was going to use. This was my platform. My testimony was to be used as a platform to elevate me to my next level. So I don't have a problem telling my testimony. And I remember listening to Joyce Myers many years, and I would hear her testimony repeated over and over and over again. I didn't realize at that time, because I was a babe in Christ, I didn't realize how God would take that thing that you went through. It might have been painful, but he will take that opposition. He will take that hurt. He will take that stumbling block. He will take that pain that you went through and use it. Turn it around. Allow you to have a new level in him and use it as a platform to open up many doors for you in your future. And this is what he did for me. So I, you know, rarely tell people how God healed me twice. I didn't change my diet, and I didn't lose my hair. God supernaturally healed me. And I give God the praise for that. And yes, I went through a painful time in my life, but through the obedience, when God tells me to share that testimony, I've seen it open up so many doors for me. I remember one time working at a place, and I didn't want to compromise. And I remember going home, and I was having a hard time sleeping at night, and I said, God, I'm not going to compromise, because they were doing some things that were questionable, and I wasn't going to go there. And so I turned in my resignation. And the next week, God told me, he said, I want you to host a healing service at your church. Do not, you know, don't go by how many people. Don't be this weighed by how many people are there. Don't be stopped by how many people show up. He said, but I want you to preach like you're preaching to thousands of people. So I said, okay, God, I'll do it. And I hired someone to come and videotape the service at night. And just like God said, it wasn't, you know, he'd already pre-warned me. It wasn't a lot of people there. But it's something about obedience. You see, if you're obedient to God and you do what God has called you to do, then God will open up a door for you that no man can close. And through my obedience, there was a woman there that night, and this is going to help somebody. See, you never know who's in the room. You never know what's in the room. Who has the ability to take you to your next level? This is where obedience come in. So that night, I went ahead and I preached like I was preaching to thousands of people. And throughout the ministering, I would turn to that camera, you know, as being led by the Spirit, and I would begin to prophesy and to say whatever the Spirit of the Lord was leading me to say in the camera that night. And you would have thought there were thousands of people in the audience. Well, in actuality, I know it was less than 50 people there, right? But because I was obedient, let me tell you what God did for me. After that service, I prayed for a lot of people, and after the service, a couple of days later on, I received a telephone call. And in this telephone call, this lady had come to that service that night, to that healing service. She had to travel about 40, 45 minutes to get there, but she came anyway. And when she came up to the altar for prayer, God did something within her. He healed her. He delivered her. He set her free. And now she's on the phone with me, and she's telling me, God told me to put on the radio and to pay for it. Bless Jesus. You talked about opening up a door, taking it to a whole new level, because I wasn't on the radio. And God blessed me at that time to go on the radio, and she prayed for me being on the radio for a whole year, 5 days a week. Bless Jesus. See, this is what happens when you're obedient. The next thing is faith. We've got to have faith in God. We can't stress it enough. We've got to have faith in God. your faith will take you to a new level in Christ Jesus, right? You've got to have that type of faith where you're just not, you know, no matter what anybody else is doing, because there's a lot of things going on in the world today, but you can't be moved by what you see. You got to walk by faith, and you got to trust God to know that, yes, he can use you. Hinder God from using you. What we do with our past is we turn that thing over to God. You know, we repent of our sins. When we ask God to forgive us, he forgives us, and he puts that past under the blood of Jesus Christ. So you need to go ahead and forgive yourself and get ready for your new level. Get ready to move forward in the things of God, because regardless of your past, if you give that past over to God, God will sometimes take and use that past even as a platform to take you to a new level. So don't be ashamed of your past. Just repent and turn that thing around and use that as a testimony for God's glory in your life. But have faith in God's ability to take you to a whole new level, amen, to work that thing out for you, to cause all things to work together for your good. I'm encouraging you tonight to have faith in the God that we're talking about tonight. Have faith in the God that you serve. God is not a respecter person. He just won't bless Sally and not bless you. He won't just promote Timmy and not promote you. If you're kingdom-minded, you're trusting in God, and, you know, you're living for him, promotion is in your future. Bless God. And the next thing is, trust God's plan for your life. When we look at David's life, we see the promise and the anointing to be king. But we also see the process. It didn't look like what was prophesied over his life. I mean, he's running for his life. You know, Saul is in pursuit trying to kill him. It doesn't look like, you know, what should happen to anybody who's been anointed to be, but it happened. But God was at work within David to prepare his heart and his mind for his next level. And that's what he's been doing with us. He's been at work within us to prepare our hearts and to prepare our minds for our next level. There's an audience waiting on what God has placed on the inside of you. There are people out there that are waiting, just waiting to hear what God has placed on the inside of you. So I'm encouraging you, don't faint, but trust God. David, just like us, he had to learn to wait patiently on the Lord. And the Bible talks about, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. So I'm encouraging you today, hang in there. Trust God. God is shifting things in your life to accommodate the gift that he has perfected in you. And another thing, don't fight the process. Stay in prayer. Fast and pray and trust God. Now I'm going to pray for you, because there are those of you out there that you're about to go from sick to healed. So we're going to pray with you right now. We're going to believe God for your healing. And again, that number, if you like to call in, is, nope, wrong number, is 323-927-3014. And we're going to pray for you for healing right now, and also for you going to your next level. But in your next level and in your transition, trust God. Trust God. He knows what he's already placed on the inside of you. He's been perfecting what he has developed on the inside of you. And you're going to see doors of opportunity open up before you. Don't be fearful in walking through the door. Go ahead and walk through that door. Embrace that new opportunity, because what it's going to do is going to prepare a platform so you can reach even a greater amount of people, because these are truly the last days. And God has been patient, but he wants everyone saved. And he wants to use your voice. He wants to use your hands. He wants to use your feet to reach the world for Jesus Christ. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the hands of the enemy off of the listener right now. And for those out there that have any sickness in their body or even in their mind, God, pray now and ask that you will heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up the spread of infirmity. We bind up any cancer. We bind up any lupus, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you that have been experiencing problems with your heart, we bind up heart problems in Jesus' name. There's somebody listening, you've been having problems with the veins in your legs. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that problem now. We bind it up and cast it out in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we loose the healing power of God to flow throughout your body. In Jesus' name, be healed, delivered, and set free. And someone's listening right now, you have blockages. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to those blockages. We command them to be plucked up and uprooted and cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lose the power of God to flow throughout your mind, to flow throughout your spirit, to flow throughout your body, to heal you now. Be healed, beloved, from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. Be healed, delivered. Pray now that God will direct you into this new level that he's taking you into. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ over your footsteps that you'll go in the way that God has predestinated you to go. In the name of Jesus, I decree over you that you will not miss your new season in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And maybe you're out there and you do not have a close relationship. You do not have a close relationship with Jesus Christ. Just simply pray this prayer. Dear God, I repent of my sins. That's right, I repent of my sins. And I invite you to come into my life and to save me now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for saving me in the name of Jesus Christ. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Bless God. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer and you believe the word of God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now behind your decision. And, beloved, I decree over your life that by Jesus Christ you are healed. As you write us, that you call in and testify and let us know what God is doing in your life. We'd like to thank Prophet Burrell again for allowing me to be on tonight. We want to say God bless you. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Get ready for your new level in Jesus' name. Bless God. Hallelujah.